Not so long ago, the first weekend in August meant only one thing: hydroplanes. The Thunderboats come back to race on Lake Washington every summer, part of the annual Seafair festivities. It's a tradition that's mystified newcomers to the region. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman traces the local love affair with hydroplanes.
John Osterberg was just 3 years old when he saw his first hydroplane.
Walking with my dad in Ballard down Northwest 52nd Street, walking by the headquarters for the Bardol Chemical Corporation, and they had a big steel roll-up door, and I remember looking inside, and here was this hydroplane.
It was the Miss Bardol, a sleek metallic green boat with a piston engine mounted just in front of the driver's seat. Osterberg's dad told him when Miss Bardol hit the straightaway at almost 200 miles an hour, her engine roared.
It was kind of a...
Miss Bardol was a champion in the 1960s, but Seattle's association with the hydros goes back to 1949 to a boat called the Slow Motion 4. It now hangs in the lobby of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry, MOHAI.
Take a look at the driver's seat, if you will. It's really like a cockpit. You can almost imagine being in a single passenger plane and taking off. So this is the boat that flew.
MOHAI director Leonard Garfield says the flat-bottomed powerboat, crafted from wood and metal, was the perfect melding of Seattle's maritime and aviation industries.
It was almost like a garage invention. It took some Boeing engineers and some great boat builders and some guys who just loved water and they loved speed, and they put that all together and they innovated their way into something that actually has changed the history of speedboat racing.
The inventors tricked out their hydro with surplus engines from World War II fighter planes. The hydro could skim across the water's surface faster than any race boat had gone before. Boeing engineer Ted Jones and race driver Stan Serres' contraption looked more like Luke Skywalker's anti-gravity land speeder than a powerboat. When Serres took the Slow Motion 4 to Detroit in 1950, the other drivers laughed. It wasn't so funny when Serres left them floundering in his wake.
This was the beginning of Seattle feeling like a grown-up city. Because remember, we played an outsized role in World War II. We suddenly had outsized companies like Boeing that were really making an international impact. And why not build the fastest boats in the world? We could do it. We had built the best planes, we could build the best boats.
The next year, 1951, the biggest powerboat race in the country, the Gold Cup, came to Seattle for the first time.
You have to picture this little logging town, they called us up here. There were people wondering, where in the world is Seattle? Where do we have to go to race this thing now?
That's Steve Montgomery. He was at the 1951 Seattle Gold Cup race, and he sums up the atmosphere in one word.
Hysteria.
This was the biggest professional sports event to hit the city. Picture the crowds that jammed downtown Seattle after the Seahawks' 2014 Super Bowl victory. John Osterberg says that gives you a good idea how people felt about the hydros.
No kidding. Every kid in Lake Hills, where I grew up, you know, drug a plywood hydro behind their bikes every chance we could get. And these drivers were our heroes. Nowadays, Ken Griffey just went in the Hall of Fame, and you got Russell Wilson and all these others. Back then, everyone knew who the hydro drivers were, and we kind of put them on a pedestal. And
every race was broadcast live on King 5 television.
Here's your north turn in a race for first and second place, and Slow Motion 4. 4 has dropped down in the water out of the north turn, and that leaves Slow Motion 5.
Hydros were a major source of civic pride, according to MOHAI's Leonard Garfield.
This is before the Space Needle was built. This is before we were famous for coffee and computing. And it was something that we could take pride in because we made it here. The racers lived here. This was our community. This was our sport. And by gosh, we were the best in the world.
But our monogamous love affair with hydros didn't last. Eventually, other professional sports teams siphoned off the hydro fan base. Even the noisy engines that gave the hydros their nickname, Thunderboats, were replaced by quieter turbines. Steve Montgomery says these days you would never see 500,000 people pack the shores of Lake Washington the way you did 60 years ago.
Those 500,000, 600,000 people that lived in Seattle in 1955 were primarily from this area. If you go through the streets now and say, how long have you lived here? you hear answers like 5 years, 9 years, etc., and they don't know a hydroplane from a Volkswagen.
I think the question, though, is will this tradition continue to be as meaningful in the decades to come when our economy is so different and our population is so much more diverse?
Mohai's Leonard Garfield can't answer that question. Neither can lifelong fan John Osterberg. But he's not ready to say goodbye yet to his childhood sweetheart.
Yeah, I tell you, looking back on the days when hydros were king in Seattle, those were pretty good times.
Osterberg, Steve Montgomery, and thousands of other people will be on the shores of Lake Washington when the Seafair Hydros take to the race course this weekend.
Five laps of racing to decide the 1999 Gold Cup. Look who has the inside, Mark Weber.
Then it's in Chip Seattle, the I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Greg Hopp grabs lane four. Chrysler Jeep and Steve David on the outside coming down to the start. 5 seconds. Watch the countdown. 3, 2, 1. It's a legal...